welcome to International Report. During the military dictatorship in Argentina between 1976 and 1983, thousands of people disappeared. These are mostly young political opponents whose bodies were never found. For 35 years now, the Argentine forensic anthropology team has tried to identify the remains of the victims using, among other techniques, DNA samples. The NGO, which still has around 600 bodies left to identify, started a campaign on social media to ask families of Argentina's missing persons to reach out. Odvidie Moriame has this report from the Argentinian capital, Buenos Aires.
In a big white room lit with neon lights, two skeletons are disposed on laboratory tables. Some bones are missing here and there.
Pertenecen a el Pozo de Vargas en la provincia de Tucumán.
These are bodies that were found in a common grave called Pozo de Vargas, Mariana Selva explains. She runs the Buenos Aires laboratory of the EAAF, the Argentine Forensic Anthropology Team.
Nosotros acá recibimos restos que sabemos.
Here we only work with skeletal remains, like the ones we see here. The identification process is not only based on DNA. We use preliminary justice investigations. We determine a biological profile of the person, gender, age, and we look for any wound that is visible on the body, often bullet impacts. Finally, we extract pieces of bones and teeth, and we send them to the genetic lab.
This is a complex process, made even harder by the decades that have gone by. In the last 35 years, the EAAF has been trying to identify as many remains of victims of the military dictatorship as possible. Luis von de Brider is the president of this NGO and one of its founders.
The EAAF was created in 1984 with the arrival of democracy in Argentina. It was founded to respond to the necessity of finding and identifying the bodies of hundreds of disappeared people buried in cemeteries all over the country. At first, we were just a group of students in medicine, archaeology, and anthropology working with the justice authorities, and then the organization started growing.
The EAAF has developed different techniques of identification over the years, among them a genetic database including samples from family members of disappeared people. 800 bodies have been successfully identified in the past years, but the organization still has over 600 which don't match with any of the DNA samples. So, in March, the organization launched a campaign on social media.
Si tu mamá, tu papá o tu hijo desapareció entre 1974 y 1983,
if your father, your mother, your son or your daughter disappeared between 1974 and 1983, maybe he or she is one of the hundreds of bodies that the EAAF recovered but has not yet been able to identify. Within a few weeks, this short video encouraged 100 of people to call the organization and 40 to give a DNA sample that has yet to be compared with the 600 unidentified bodies. Luis von de Brider is hoping for new results.
We are reaching out to family members who would be willing to give more information and to extend our genetic database, which has 11,000 samples at the moment. This not only helps us to identify bodies, but also brings objective and scientific data to the justice system, which is investigating that period.
The identification process takes a long time, often months. Once the ID is 100% positive, the organization contacts the family.
The moment they called me, I wanted to know if he was alive or not. Deep down, I had this hope after so many years without knowing where he was.
Angela Barrera is 45 years old, although she says she feels like she's 10, the number of years since the EAAF called her and announced they had discovered the remains of her father, Juan Carlos.
My father disappeared on April 7th in 1976. When I was a little girl, they used to tell me he died in a car crash. But in reality, he was burnt alive with a group of other people. Burying him allowed me to mourn him. Now I know he's dead. A chapter's been closed and a new one's been opened.
Angela encourages all disappeared family members to give a DNA sample. Even today, the EAAF keeps discovering remains of disappeared Argentines, nearby former clandestine detention centers, for instance. Unfortunately, most dictatorship victims' bodies will never be found. During that time, the military forces got rid of many opponents with the infamous death flights. They would throw the political prisoners still alive from a plane into the Atlantic Ocean. Aude Villiers-Mauriamé for RFI in Buenos Aires.